Suzanne Bailey, founder and creator of Reignite. Reignitetravel.co.za is the place to visit, is on the line to us now. Hello, Suzanne.
Hey, John. Nice to hear from you.
Are you well?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
And are you coping with not being out of the country every second day?
I've actually loved not having my passport in a drawer for over a year. I haven't done that in over 20 years, and I have kind of slightly enjoyed it.
You did something really amazing when international travel, which you do a lot of for your business and for your personal pleasure, didn't become possible. You took your children out of school and did a six-week road trip around South Africa, which I think is just a brilliant thing to do.
John, honestly, it was the best thing we could have done, and it was 16 weeks.
16 weeks, wow.
We were very fortunate in the middle of June to get a conservation permit. And I took the girls on, I took them out of their private school and decided we weren't paying private school fees. We put them onto an online school instead. And I sat around, did a trip around South Africa, 8,500 kilometers in 16 weeks. We drove from here to the Eastern Cape, right up into the Kruger border, onto the border of Zimbabwe, and then came down via the Kalahari.
And had some wonderful experiences as a family and as South Africans traveling in South Africa.
It was brilliant. It was absolutely wonderful. The most enlightening experience as well. And just extraordinary how beautiful our country is. I really was reminded what a wonderful place we live in.
And the kinds of deals that are available that you're featuring via Reignite Travel?
Well, we have an international marketing company that I represent 15 different owners with about 50 camps and lodges in 10 different African countries. But what we've done is that while we have such limited access to international travelers, we started a campaign to drive local business into some of our properties, some of our lodges and camps, especially here in South Africa, Namibia, and Mozambique, with a real focus on that area. And we're offering up to 65-70% discount on what the international rate would be, which is giving South Africans that are residents access into some of the most extraordinary experiences right on their doorsteps.
I mean, let's make the point that it's still not a budget holiday. Even at 70% off, it's not a budget holiday, but it is a holiday which becomes available to a wider band of South Africans than would be the case if international travelers were snapping up the beds, particularly in peak seasons.
Absolutely. And I think you're right. It is not a budget holiday. And for some people, it's still way out of their, out of their reach. But the big thing is that people need to realize is that the costs of operating these areas are extraordinarily high. And for us to get any access to have the doors, you know, people coming through our doors and keeping our staff busy and just getting some sort of flow of business is absolutely crucial at this time. And quite honestly, and I'm embarrassed to say this, we've never really focused on our local market in the past, and it has been a complete and utter oversight. Having locals stay with us has been a wonderful experience for us as well, and being able to create future ambassadors for our country and for people to know what wonderful destinations we have right on our doorsteps.
It's not easy traveling. I've been lucky enough to visit Botswana in December and Namibia last month, and it's not easy traveling. I mean, the flights, there's no discount on the flights, and you have to have the COVID PCR tests and things, and it's quite difficult sometimes to get information. And when you're going to remote camps, you've then got to go to a center that offers testing, or you've got to pay more money to have a nurse come to the lodge. And that does add a layer of expense and difficulty to a trip. But I still think it's worth it, Suzanne.
Absolutely. And I think that's the biggest thing as well, is to know how to get into a country, how to leave South Africa and get into another country. That's the slightly easier portion of it. But then, John, how to, when you're in these remote camps especially, how to get back into South Africa. And our camps and lodges and all destinations are very much geared towards getting PCR testing for travelers within the last 24, 48 hours before they fly. So that makes it very easy. I'm thinking especially of Azura Retreats now, which is off the coast of Mozambique. You actually get the testing done on the island. So you don't, it doesn't interfere with your holiday whatsoever. You know, between breakfast and lunch, you get the testing done. It gets flown back in onto the mainland. By the time you get back to the mainland the next day, your test results are ready for you, and you climb onto the plane back to South Africa.
And I have been on that island, and I've been at the Batazira Lodge, and it is one of the best experiences of my life. I mean, just walking on the beaches, having supper in the sand as the sun sets and the sea gently laps at your feet, and then going diving and snorkeling at Three Mile Reef. I mean, it just is such a glorious place.
It's absolutely brilliant. And actually, and that's why we're really making a plea to South Africans to think about traveling now, especially with the June, July holidays that are coming up. We've got space in these destinations offering fantastic rates, and you can escape to something like Mozambique quite easily, or up into Namibia to go and stay at Volvedance, and all our camps and lodges around South Africa as well, which are within an easy drive for those who don't necessarily want to do all the PCR headache stuff. Yeah.
And talking about Volvedance, I was at Kwesi Dunes in Inhamba Brant, which is within spitting distance if you really can spit. And boy, that place is looking beautiful at the moment because of the rain they've had. I mean, it's exquisite even when it's arid, but at the moment it's even more beautiful because of the rain and the growth of the grass, and so the combination of the green of the grass and the red of the dunes and the blue of the sky. There we go.
Suzanne,
somebody wants to know what vehicle you used for your 8,000K trip through SA.
I don't know whether I should answer this. I had a Land Rover at that stage, a Land Rover Discovery, and I absolutely loved it. Great car. With myself and my two girls.
The Hilux people are snorting into their beards.
But you know what the worst is? I had to get rid of my Land Rover just before Christmas, and now I'm in a Fortuna.
There we go. You've crossed the divide.
I've crossed the divide
that most people never cross. Suzanne, thanks very much for talking to us. Founder and creator of Reignite. So go to reignitetravel.co.za. Stress again, these are not budget holidays, even at a 70% discount. They are not budget holidays, but you've got a little bit of money saved. You're in one of the fortunate few that's continued earning, and one of the even fewer fortunate who've done quite well out of COVID. This is an opportunity not to be missed if you can afford to take advantage.